Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
I don't know about you, but I just have to say, when it comes to me, I'm a little bit concerned about how I'm going to emotionally deal with an upcoming movie situation.
What situation is that?
Well, it's kind of a two-pronged situation, if you will.
Okay.
We're facing the end of Harry Potter.
That's right, this year.
And we're also facing the beginning of the end of Twilight.
That's right. First part this year, second part next year, I think.
Yeah. And so my big question is, that adolescent angsty paranormal hole in your heart, what are we going to fill that with?
I don't know. You're right. You're right. It's going to leave a large hole, not necessarily in my heart, but in the hearts of many.
In mine?
In yours? Are you going to be sad when these things end? Is it just because you won't have anything to throw tomatoes at anymore?
All right. Well, the reason I'm asking this question is because there is a movie out today, which is, some people are speculating that it could be the next Twilight. It could be the next Harry Potter, the next progression in this kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's called I Am Number 4.
Right.
But before we start talking about I Am Number 4, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer, let's talk a little bit about I Am Number 4.
Let's.
What did you think?
I thought it was far, far, far worse than I expected. I thought it was going to be, you know, I mean, these teen films, I thought it would be at least have a little fun and a little personality. And, you know, it's set in a high school and there's going to be some romantic rivalry that you know. And it's always fun to have that Spider-Man moment where the shrimpy kid discovers that he actually has superpowers. And that's always great. I just felt that this film just had nothing original. It was a drag to watch. I thought the acting was terrible. I thought the characters were terrible. I was actually surprised. I'm not sure I could find a single good thing to say about this film.
Whoa!
You?
Not a single good. Okay. All
I
right.
I mean, you know, what would it be? I mean, I don't know.
Well, before I defend or agree, you know, with your assertions, I just want to give the listeners a little bit of a summation of what this is about. We have a teenage boy alien. He and his caretaker.
Yeah, not quite his dad,
His caretaker travel around the planet Earth trying to escape these other mean aliens from outer space who are trying to kill them.
Mogadorians
who are trying to kill them. And they're just trying to reach the point of this teenage boy's maturity where he can fully access all of his powers because he has these kind of amazing powers where he can move things with his glowing hands.
Right, right. Well, the glow-in-the-dark hands alone is a handy thing to have, right?
Oh, yeah. You can see in the dark. You can do lots of things with glow-in-the-dark hands.
Yes,
but,
you can.
But if you can harness the underlying power of the glow-in-the-dark hands, that's what you really want. So
we're
waiting for him to come of age. And the reason it's called I Am Number 4 is he's the fourth of nine aliens.
Right.
Who were all children when their planet was destroyed or taken over.
Invaded, I think.
Invaded.
Yeah, invaded and taken over by the Mogadorians.
Yeah. And everybody on their home planet wanted to save these nine children so that eventually when they reached adulthood and recognized the full power of their glow-in-the-dark hands, they could go back and take over the planet again.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So now, I have to agree with you that it was awful.
Okay.
But the audience, did you notice? They were clapping and cheering.
Yeah, I never trust those guys.
You don't trust them?
I never trust those audience guys, especially here's the thing, especially at a screening like that. You and I were at an all-media screening that's kind of half – it's part press, part public, and part guest list. And so I think a lot of times what you get at those movies is I don't know what you'd call them. Not plants, exactly, but you get supporters.
You think they're fake cheering?
Yeah, I think.
Oh,
well, here's what I think
Rafer.
You get.
Mr.
I think
conspiracy
you've got the
theory. Well, really?
Yeah, here's what you've got. Because if you stick around at those things, as soon as like the sound mixing guy's name comes up, all of a sudden you'll hear like 10 people start screaming, "Woo!" And then you think, "Ah, I get it. Sound mixing guy has 10 people in the audience. Gaffer guy has 10 people in the audience." You know, they give these tickets to people who are friends and or loved ones of the film. And they come in, they pack the place, they cheer, they scream, they whoop it up.
Oh,
yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you really get, you know, if you can really feel that feeling of the crowd responding, you know it. But I think what you're hearing, or what you were hearing at IM number 4, were isolated pockets of supporters. That's what I think.
Oh, well, I just thought maybe I'm not the target market. I am not a teenage girl. I'm in my 30s. And
right.
So I saw the teenagers around me who were cheering. And I thought,
I'm sure the book itself has been a bestseller. So I think the book does have a pretty big following. And for whatever crazy reason, Alex Pettyfer, who is the kid who plays the main character in the book, he's becoming, it seems to me, the next hot property. And he's got a bit of a following. So, you know, it's very possible that, you know, this really could become the next Twilight. I mean, as you and I were just saying, we were on The Takeaway talking about this movie, it basically already is the next Twilight. I mean, you look at the plot, right? You know, guy who's not quite human, going from town to town, finally lands in one town, falls in love with the pretty outcast girl, decides he's going to stay. People of his own kind, sort of, are chasing him, trying to kill him. He has superpowers, and he has to reveal his true nature to the girl and protect her. I mean, that's Twilight. He's not a vampire. He's an alien.
It's Twilight, but it's told from his point of view rather right. than the female.
Ah, that's small, clever.
Like, but, you know, I have to agree with you. It's not a good movie, in my opinion.
No.
To me, it was awful. It was awful, and one of my main issues with it is I did not feel it created a cohesive world with its own rules. It did not have atmosphere. It didn't have those things that – and I know you hate Twilight, Rafer.
I
know
do.
You just cannot stand Twilight. But at least Twilight gets that part right in a way. They have the atmosphere. You look at it and you know you're watching Twilight.
I'll give you that on
and
Twilight, yes.
Harry Potter does the same thing.
Yeah, of course.
It has its own atmosphere, its own look, its own feel, its own rules. And in this one, as I was saying on The Takeaway, I think Dawson's Creek did a better job with that.
Yeah, right. I think a couple of things. One is this is so obviously a pilot for a franchise. This is just such an obvious like introduction to what they're hoping is going to be a home run, runaway hit, and that we'll have, as you said, there are 9 freaking aliens, and I think they're hoping that, you know, we'll spend the next decade watching these movies. But I think one of the problems is they have so much backstory and exposition to fill in that people are always saying things. You know, like as soon as, you know, Alex Pettyfer's hands begin glowing, his father has to jump in and say, well, see what's happening. Here's your coming of age. And these are called legacies, these superpowers. And as you get older, they're going to get stronger. He has to fill in this whole thing of exposition. And there's all this stuff about the Mogadorians and about the other 9 and about why they were trying to kill him and the necklaces and the dagger. And it's a lot of detail, and it's a lot of they're laying groundwork for what they're hoping is a future franchise. And I find that to be a little bit like reading the rule book of Dungeons and Dragons. You know, it's not that interesting. You know what I mean? It's not that interesting to sit through.
And you spend a lot of time reading the rule book of D&D.
That's
paper.
The reason I couldn't play D&D. I couldn't get through the damn manual.
Oh, I thought maybe it was those 21-sided dice that
no.
you couldn't figure out. Yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
So, okay. What do you think then is going to carry the torch of Harry Potter and then Twilight? What are kids going to move on to next if it's not IM number 4?
It is really tough to say, although, you know, you look out there, as I was telling you, I was in Barnes & Noble recently looking at just browsing the aisles, you know, new fiction, you know, new in hardback, new nonfiction, 3 entire shelves labeled new teen paranormal romance. It's not just Twilight and a few knockoffs anymore. it's an entire genre. Like I kind of thought, are we actually going to see like a sub bestseller list of all these things jockeying for position in the new teen paranormal romance genre? But there's a ton of them out there. You know, House of Night, The Mortal Instrument.
The Uglies, The Pretties, The Normals, and The Extras.
I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah. They're all out there. But you know what? The big one is The Hunger Games.
Yes, as you were saying.
And The Hunger Games, I'm really excited for. I devoured the trilogy in about a week's time.
Really?
I'm not the target market. The Hunger Games
is this one
targeting teen paranormal teen romance.
Oh, okay.
Well, not paranormal teen romance. I should say it's dystopian teen romance.
That's right. You were telling me this.
Yeah.
What's the premise of that?
The premise of that is the characters live in a time in the near future where most of North America has been annihilated by environmental destruction and actual war.
Okay.
And there are 13 districts, and the capital city in order to keep all of the districts in line, forces them to, through a lottery system, have two children between the ages of 12 and 18 fight in the annual Hunger Games.
Oh.
And the Hunger Games are a fight to the death sort of event that happen on TV and last anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, where we follow the children as they kill each other.
Interesting. And sounds very dark.
It's very dark. It's very violent. But I think this is going to be the next big thing. There's already tons of buzz around the movies. The first one, I think, is supposed to come out next year at this time.
Oh, is that right? So this is already in the works.
It's already in the works. So I really think The Hunger Games is going to be next.
That is interesting, because some of the ones I just mentioned, like Mortal Instruments, is going to be a movie with, guess who, Alex Pettyfer.
And oh, so he's going to be competing with himself.
That's the other thing. And then I was reading also about this one. I think it's called The Last Apprentice, which has also been a pretty best-selling series. They've changed the name for the movie. They're calling it Seventh Son. It's the one about the kid who is he's a little bit like Haley Joel Osment in Sixth Sense. He's got these sort of powers that allow him to see ghosts and demons and such, and he trains with an old master who is going to help him refine his ghost-seeing skills,
like,
or something.
Like The Karate Kid.
Yeah, like, exactly. This one's less teen romance and more kind of Obi-Wan, you know, Luke Skywalker. And Alex Pettyfer is rumored to be playing the role in that one, too. So I just kind of feel like, you know, my God, it's almost as if he's going to play every superhero or something for the next, you know, 10 years. He's going to be in every single teen franchise.
Well, maybe he doesn't even – I mean, maybe that's fine for him, because we don't know about the next I Am Number 4 movie. Maybe
For sure.
Maybe it will actually be I Am Number 5.
It might be. Well, Number 6 is in the movie, right, already. So
oh, yeah, that's
seen
right.
her, so – yeah, it's true. I mean, but I really couldn't believe it when I found out there were 9 of these things. I just thought, am I going to spend the next like 10 years watching these movies? I don't know. And, you know, and it's interesting, what we're talking about is the possibility of all the Twilight replacements, but I have not seen anything, even in the kids' literature much, that would suggest a replacement for Harry Potter. It's very possible that Harry Potter may just be one of a kind and no one's even going to try to replace him. I don't know.
Or maybe everything's Harry Potter.
Maybe
we're all that awkward kid who just wants to be special, right?
Maybe that's
it. We all have special powers.
I wish I did.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And, Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent. I wanna have control.